And we know that we're going to heaven, and we know beyond a shadow of a doubt how we're going to get there. But I believe that there's probably some here tonight that don't have the assurance of heaven in their heart like they ought to. There's a lot of people in this world who claim to be righteous, and they claim to be religious. But I read in the Bible that Jesus told a group of Pharisees one time, he said, "You honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me." I believe we're living in a world that is trying to honor God, and it's kind of sad because the world that I look at now doesn't appear to be the world I grew up in. We've got some that don't even honor God at all, not even with their lips anymore, and it's a sad shape. And I believe there's a whole bunch of people who claim they have something when really they have nothing. But I know what I have. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, I know what I have. Rick, I know that what I have is going to take me beyond this life. And I'm going to walk through the gates of heaven, Brother James Perry, with a smile on my face, hand in hand with Jesus. I'm not going to heaven a stranger. I'm not going to heaven, listen, where they're going to be waiting and just not be ready for me. I'm not going in as an intruder. I'm going into a family. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All those praises of glory. But if you're here lost tonight, I hope you that you consider, after you've heard the message, where you stand. Do you have a time when you was on holy ground? Do you know beyond a doubt, a shadow of a doubt, do you have the assurance in your heart that you know Jesus? Because that's the only way to get there. He's the one that's going to be saying, "Welcome home." It's by His blood. One faith, one Lord, one baptism. Amen. One Spirit, Brother Chester. There's one church. There's not a multitude, there's one. There's one God, one Father of all, who is above all, the Bible says, and through all and in you all. As Brother Nate said, He's from the beginning of the world. He is the foundation of the world. Thank God. I know you want me to preach, but I'm not going to.
Lord bless you. Amen. Lord bless. I'm glad for that today. I'm glad that I know that I know that I know that my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And brother, you can just come on. It don't make no difference to me. I believe that we just need to hear the gospel today. Don't matter who it comes from, as long as it comes from above. If it comes from the Lord, if it comes out of His Word, you can count on it. You can bank on it. If it don't come out of that, you need to forget about it and move on to something else. Because I'm glad today that if it's anything new, if you ever hear a preacher preach anything new unto you, especially if you've been around a while, you better get away from it. Because the Bible says there's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun, is there? There's nothing new that we can preach unto you. Now, there might be, you might hear things preached that maybe you never heard it that way before. Or a little, as Brother Arthur's here tonight, as he says, them little nuggets that you get out of there sometimes. But I'm thankful today that the whole Word of God from the very beginning, from Genesis to Revelation, is all, listen, it's all the Lord. And I'm thankful for that today. And because it's of the Lord, that's why I'm saved today. Because the Lord was preached to me, and He was preached to me by a man of God who knew the Lord, who loved the Lord, who followed the Lord, obeyed the Lord, obeyed the Word. And when that Word was preached, I obeyed that Word. And then I became a child of God because I obeyed the Word of God. And I wanted more than anything to be a child of God. I wanted to be saved, though there was a battle going on within me. Listen, anybody else have a battle like that? I had a raging war going on down on the inside. My flesh wanted to stay just like it was. My flesh wanted me to wait another time, but I thank God today there was a greater than my flesh. There was a greater than what was in me. I'm glad now that there's a greater in me. To be among the living today. Just like in that song it says, "Why seek ye the living among the dead?" All people are searching for Jesus among the world. They're searching for it. But listen to me, that's searching among the dead.
Amen.
Because when I didn't have the Lord, I was dead in my sin.
Amen.
But when I just for a little while. God's allowed us to live in them, but he never made them to last forever. But he said, after we get saved, and when this all wrapped up, he said, I'll give you a brand new body. That's what it's all about today. You just pray for me. I'm kind of in a twixt in between which way to go. But I just want to follow the Lord today. And you know what? Brother, I didn't really study this today, but I'm going to go back to where I've been all week. I'm going to have to go back. I was trying to get away from it. But you know, I may just have to go back there and do that third, 1 John, the third chapter. You may be saying, how could you do that, preacher? Well, I'm going to tell you something today. You can find one verse in the scripture and you can preach out of it until the Lord comes back. Listen, behold, a third chapter, 1 John 3rd chapter, I've already preached on. Behold, it said, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. And listen, we preached about that manner of love last night. It said, hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Bless the name of the Lord. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. And beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall know, what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That's all I'm going to read. Now listen, I'm thankful tonight that I've been able to behold the Lord. I'm thankful tonight for that manner of love. But I'm glad the Bible says he bestowed it upon us. He gave it to us. It was laid upon us. Oh, well, I remember the night I got saved.
Amen.
Testimony, and I know it was bestowed upon me.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad to be in that number. I think that's where I'm supposed to be. It says that we should be called the sons of God. I'm glad to be a coffee.
Maybe people don't care. They'll never be up on a billboard anywhere. They'll never be on the news. What was that old song? But it ain't news in heaven.
Amen.
But I got saved. Amen. Oh, listen to me. I'm glad to be a coffee. And I'll never be but the man that my father was. I'm glad I know the man that my father is.
Amen.
You know what I tried? I tried to keep the coffee name good. I tried not to run it down. I tried not to get out and do things that I would destroy that name. But you know, the day that the Lord saved me, He gave me a name above all men. Not about the name. All His name is upon us. His name is upon us. And we are called the sons of God.
What a profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul. What would he give in exchange? What would the rich man give in exchange? Right now, he said, go warn my brothers. I'm going to tell you something today. You don't need to be warning your brothers from hell. We need to be warning them now. Let them come and believe in Him, and they can become the sons of God.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes, oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. His royal blood flows through my veins. Oh, listen. My father's a king. I'm better than today. Get ready to get a song. I ain't preaching long tonight. He said, so we're sons of God, children of the Most High God. Ain't that something? Ain't that precious? Oh, listen, there's people today that have a great name in the world. Have a great name in the world. But I don't know if they know Jesus. There's a lot of people you hear, they got this great fame and everything, but you hear about all the turmoil. I have these little shows, tells about them after they're gone. And you find out, I didn't know they was that unhappy. And you didn't know all this. All you see is their movies or their shows or their sports stars. You say, well, they got paid. You ever hear that? They got it paid. Oh, I'm going to tell you something today. I'll tell you who's got it made. Those that's names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And those that are the children of the Lord. And the sons of God. I'm glad to be of a royal priesthood. A chosen generation. A son of God. Oh, that's what you need to be today. The Bible says, listen, therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew Him not. Oh, listen, my friend. He said He came unto His own, and His own knew Him not. Before they sing, maybe play just a little bit. It said, they knew Him not. Listen, there's no reason for you not to know Him as Savior tonight. How many believes that today? There's no reason to go lost. There's no reason to leave here without knowing Jesus. He's the best friend I ever had. He took that sting of death away. I remember as I sat in my bed,
I didn't mind leave the door cracked because I was scared. I wasn't scared of monsters. I wasn't scared of things under my bed. I was scared of dying going to hell. I didn't tell her that. Everybody already knew. I don't know that's what I was like. I didn't want to tell her. I said, leave the bathroom light on. I'm going to go home. Well, one day, other than 1971, I got out of the darkness and into the light. There's been a light shining all the time now. Oh, you need to get into the light today. Don't be scared of your destination. Be happy about it. Oh, he took away the last enemy. It was death, wasn't it? He took that sting away. Oh, but listen, the grave has no victory over us. Do you want to be a son of God? Do you want to be one of those that's going to be rejoicing in that number? Do you want to be one of those that's dying to see the angels come and take you away? Do you want to be one of those that knows, and even though their time on earth is done, there's a better home
waiting?
Or do you want to know that's saying, no, Jesus, not now, not now, I'm not ready? Do you want to be one of those I thought Jesus knew everybody. Well, he knows who you are. But he don't know you as a son.
That's right.
You don't know you as a child. Allow him tonight to bestow his lovely name upon you. Allow him to bestow his grace upon you. Allow him to let the blood cleanse his walls. How many knows it's silver blood? As they sing, would you come, Brother Vic, come, stand. Sing the song.
Softly and tenderly.
Softly and tenderly. That's a still small voice. Maybe speak. Come on.
Calling for you and for me.
Oh, don't let pride get in your way. Don't let things be set in the past.
See on the portal.
You may have set the past on the
way. For you and for me.
Step out.
Where the heart is. My heart's laid up in, my treasures are laid up in heaven. My heart's laid up in the Lord. Not my, not this old heart that's taken a pump of blood.
Why should we linger and he not
Oh.
open not his mouth. Beaten, despised, rejected.
Told him, he said, your father, they were claiming they had Abraham as their father. He said, your father is the devil. So he told him. That might be harsh in today's society. They might look at that and say, well, that's pretty hard. But I'll say this, that if you have not been born of the Spirit through the blood of Christ, your father is the devil. And I know some people in our society today, and some people may be here tonight, and you might say, well, Victor, that's your opinion. What Rick has preached you tonight, and what I try to preach and I strive to preach every time I come and the Lord gives me a message, is the truth. I've often said this, you are entitled to your opinion. But when you stand before God, you are not entitled to your own truth. The Word of God is the truth. And the Bible teaches me and tells us all that we will be judged by the Word. Amen. And so what that tells me is when you stand before, when mankind as a whole stands before God, it doesn't matter what our opinion is. God has already breathed to us His very Word. A guide, a way, a map. He has given His own Son for you and I. I like what Brother Rick said, and I haven't heard that. And if I did, I forgot it. But he said it hurts his heart to think that Jesus died just for him. It breaks my heart to think about that. And to know that He did it just for me. And to know that He did it just for you. Ought to make us strive all that much more to live for Him. For what He did for us is something that no one else could do ever. He gave it all. He gave it all. And I love Him tonight. And I'll say it is good to be a son. It's good to know that I have a Savior. It's good to know that I can lay down at night and not have a fear of death. It's good to know that if death does take this body and strips the soul away from it, that I'm going to heaven. It's good to be a son. What are you? Your father the devil? I've talked to people and said, well, I don't know. I'll figure it out when I get there. No. Anybody that's ever had a child knows that a child can be at a distance, but when mom and dad starts calling, the child knows the voice of the parent. If you're a child of God, you know the voice of God. Jesus said that plainly. My sheep know my voice. The voice of a stranger will not follow. I am the good shepherd, He said. Ye are the sheep. Thank God. While they sing, how are you tonight? Are you trying to get in on your own? Have you got your own opinions about eternity? If they differ from the Word of God, then they're a lie. You're believing a lie, and you'll be damned. But cling to the truth, because it's been given unto us. As Rick has read the Scripture for the last three nights, what manner of love is this? that we should be called the sons of God. He bestowed this, gave it to us. Behold, behold the Lamb, behold the truth. While James wraps up this verse, how about it tonight? I'm like, Brother Rick, I know somebody can come. All you got to do is step out. I mean, you're so close now. You're so close now. You take one step and you're just heading, you're one step closer to heaven. One step farther away from hell. You got to get on this altar. You got to repent. You got to pray through. Ask God to save you. Call on Him. He's close. He's nigh unto each and every one of us. Man, when he lifted his eyes out of hell, and I believe he's still lifting them today, I believe he probably is remembering every prayer that was prayed or every message he may have heard or every good thing about the Lord that was ever told. I said that to say this, I believe people in hell, I believe they remember, they're reminded about the prayers that they walked over.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe they remember the times the Lord called them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I believe with all my heart they beg that they could have one more chance.
Amen.
Love you tonight. Amen. Brother Rick loves, he's poured his heart out again. What a wonderful message. So, real somber spirit in the building tonight. And I thank God for that. That's when people can get saved. You can get saved now. Come. We leave this place. You can get saved at your home. God is not limited by the walls of this building. And if you're home tonight and you feel that burning, I hope you pray and pour your heart out. And I hope you get on the phone and call somebody and say, I got born again. And you'll come tomorrow and we'll rejoice with you. Amen. All right. Before we dismiss, shake hands. We're not going to close in prayer, but before we shake hands, anyone have anything on their heart tonight?
Thank God I'm saved.